This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Veer Bal Divas, a nationwide celebration honouring children as the foundation of India's future at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. In 2022, Mr. Modi had announced that 26th of December will be marked as Veer Bal Divas to pay tribute to the courage of the Sahibzades, the sons of Guru Gobind Singh, and their quest for justice. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will participate in the Veer Bal Divas program organized at Bharat Bhavan in Bhopal today. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. Children from 14 states and union territories are being honoured with the Bal Puraskar for their achievements in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee will receive a medal, certificate and a citation booklet. A meeting of National Democratic Alliance NDA leaders was held at the residence of BJP National President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi yesterday. The objective of the meeting was to strengthen coordination among alliance partners. Telugu Desam Party President and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Janata Dal United leader and Union Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Janata Dal Secular leader and Union Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy attended the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 58 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also interact with beneficiaries of the scheme during the event. Under the scheme, a record of rights will be handed over to every property owner in the village abadi or inhabited areas. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj said that the Swamitva scheme will give the landowners a proof of ownership which can be used to acquire credit by enabling monetization of their properties. Talking to media in New Delhi, Panchayati Raj Secretary Vivek Bharadwaj highlighted that around 3,17,000 villages have been surveyed through drone inspection under the scheme and over 1,37,000 crore square metre residential land has been mapped. Union Minister of State for Ayush, Pratap Rav Jadhav, stated that the National Ayush Mission has empowered communities with accessible and cost-effective healthcare based on traditional practices. While unveiling a film series titled Ayush for All, Holistic Health, Care Through National Ayush Mission in the National Capital, he highlighted the remarkable progress and transformative impact of the mission. The Employees Provident Fund organization has registered a net addition of 13,41,000 members during October this year. Labour and Employment Ministry said the surge in members can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. Celebrated Malayalam writer and filmmaker M.T. Vasudevan Nair, often referred to as M.T., passed away at a private hospital in Kozhikode last night at the age of 91. M.T. had been ailing for some time and was hospitalized since the 15th of this month. Kerala government has declared state mourning today and tomorrow. All government functions scheduled to be held today have been deferred. In Uttarakhand, the torch rally for the 38th National Games will officially begin today, marking the start of an exciting journey. Departing from Haldwani, this rally will cover an impressive distance of 3,823 kilometres over the next 35 days, visiting 99 locations across all 13 districts of the state. The primary goal of this rally is to raise awareness about the upcoming National Games. Australia were 176-2 against India in the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne a short while ago. Earlier, Australia won the toss and decided to bat first. Both the teams have won one match each in the five-match series. Team India has had a solid record in recent Boxing Day tests, with the Rohit Sharma-led side winning two of the last three encounters, while one ended in a draw. And that is the end of this news bulletin.